The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
As the Prime Minister announced, Australia is ready for takeoff, with international travel being brought forward. Qantas is also bringing forward its international flights with new routes. But is WA included in this? Joining me now to unpack the announcement is the West's aviation editor, Geoffrey Thomas. Good morning, GT.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So what's happening? When is international travel restarting?
Well, international travel is restarting basically from November 1, this is through the New South Wales government removing the quarantine requirements for fully vaccinated arrivals. So this is what has accelerated everything, and we have Qantas announcing today they're going to bring the A380s back early, a couple of them, to do the Los Angeles run from April next year. They're going to be launching flights to Singapore, Bangkok, Phuket, Johannesburg, Fiji, resuming ahead of schedule. So they'll be resuming through November, December into January. And they're also launching a new service from Sydney to Delhi before Christmas. So there's lots happening. And they're also, the more importantly, I guess, for all the staff, is that all the staff, domestic and international, will be brought back during December. So it'll be full employment again for all the Qantas staff.
It was great news for the hundreds, if not thousands, of Qantas staff.
Thousands.
And now I feel like I don't even have to ask this, but WA is not really going to be part of this, are they?
Look, not really. not really, not at all. It's an interesting dynamic, this. Basically, with the federal government opening up international travel, you don't have to apply anymore to travel overseas. The impediment for Western Australia is going to be the requirement by the government to quarantine on your return, so 2 weeks of quarantine. And that's an enormous impediment to travel. In fact, people just won't do it. So that's a state issue. I mean, I'm sure the McGowan government, which has the overwhelming backing of the majority of Western Australians for the way they've handled all of this and not opening up the state, I'm sure they'll be encouraged by the reduction in numbers in New South Wales after they opened up, as far as COVID cases are concerned. They'll be watching that very, very carefully and see how that tracks. To give them confidence that we can open up. But, of course, at the same time, we just have to get to 80, 90% over here as far as vaccination rates are concerned. That's the big issue.
Mm. And so do you see any kind of possibility of a workaround? So say, for example, even though our border to New South Wales and Victoria might stay closed, Queensland and New South Wales might open to each other. And so could you conceivably, later in this year when the Queensland-New South Wales border opens, fly from WA to Queensland, go down to New South Wales, fly to New Delhi, come back, and then do your week or two of quarantine in Queensland and then come back to WA that way?
Well, I guess that's a possibility, but when you start doing things like that, you start to run the risk of ending up in a WA prison or a Northern Territory prison like those two Melbourne characters. And I shouldn't say that because I'm preempting what the Northern Territory may or may not do. Look, the restrictions into WA are there for a very good reason, I don't believe there's any real workaround to this at all, any legal workaround to this. Yes, you can fly to Sydney if you want to. You can then fly overseas. You can come back into Sydney. You don't need to quarantine, but you can't get back to WA.
Yeah, right.
And that's the bottom line. I think to suggest anything else would be not really appropriate.
And so we have to be patient, I guess. That's the message. West Aussies, just chill out. You're not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, what's your latest thoughts on when Western Australians might be able to leave the country?
Look, I think if we get the full vaccination we're looking for by the end of December, I think that February, March would probably be a window where those restrictions would be lifted for fully vaccinated people. I mean, the bottom line here is, if you're not fully vaccinated, you're not travelling anywhere. Mm. So that you've got to be well and truly aware of that. I mean, you know, people have jumped up and down when Alan Joyce suggested this a year ago or so, and everybody went crazy about that. But the reality is, all the countries you're going to go to require you to be fully vaccinated. So it's not a Qantas issue, it's a destination issue. And also, of course, you're going to have a COVID test as well. Once you're fully vaccinated, then you have a launch pad to go. I've got my fully vaccinated certificate, the AstraZeneca, all set to go, but just sit on it for a while.
Mate, I've got mine as well, so we'll get seats next to each other on the first plane out of here.
Absolutely.
The West Aviation Editor, Geoffrey Thomas. I think let's be honest, you're going to be up in business class. I'll be down in cattle class. Thanks for joining us on the West Live.
Take care.